going up against a Browns team defensively, is it similar to last week where the team's record isn't really quite what they'd want it to be, obviously, but their defense is highly ranked and has been competitive this year? Is that kind of the way?
You know, the Browns are a good team. They've been in a lot of close games that just haven't gone their way, much like last week. And, you know, their defense has been playing real well. They got some cornerbacks that are really athletic that have been playing their scheme very well. They got D-line that can stuff the run. You know, it's just sometimes things aren't going your way when it's close, and you know, that's kind of what they've been in. And, you know, they're a very tough team, and if we don't execute the way we have to, you know, they can come in here and beat us up.
They're also a good team, especially a couple of games late on third down. How important is it to execute third down? I mean, it's always important, but again, it's a team that is particularly stout against that type of situation.
Definitely. You know, situations like third down, red area, you know, and ball security and all that kind of stuff are very huge when it comes to, you know, tough opponents like this, you know, kind of stout defenses, defense that kind of live and die on that. So, you know, we definitely have to, you know, go out here and prepare these next couple of days for those situations to the fullest of our ability and then go execute them on Sunday.
What do you see the most from Joe Hayden? You know, what characteristics make him such a great cornerback?
I mean, Joe Hayden's got all the tangibles. He's fast. He can jump. He gets in and out of breaks well. You know, he was drafted high for a reason. So Joe Hayden definitely, you know, he's a really good football player. And if you don't use your techniques, he'll exploit you. So, you know, we're going to have to do that. Get ready for those kind of matchups and get going.
Three straight weeks trailing at halftime. What do you guys need to do just to get off to a fast start?
We need to execute. You know, if the offense execute, play complementary football, you know, special teams with my part, you know, helping putting the team in good field position, you know, that'll help us start fast. So that's what we definitely have to do.
But to see this team come back in the second half, does it impress you, the mental toughness, especially from some of the younger players?
You know, it's all good and everything, but that's all in the past. And right now you kind of just worry about the Cleveland Browns and what we have to do against them to win. And what we have to do is not think about what's happened in the past and you know, focus on what they're doing.
You think about, Julian, the chance of getting into the playoffs this weekend. I mean, if things fall right, you guys take care of business. That's the first step, obviously, along in the process.
You know, if that happens, that happens. All we can do is control what we have to do, and that's go out and play against the Cleveland Browns and worry about doing what we have to do to beat them. And everything else will come if it does and if it doesn't. So, you know, if we could control just going out there and focusing on them, that's what we can control.
The slow starts you talked about having to execute better, but do you just kind of reach like a personal level on the offense where you guys just say, we're sick of this? I mean, does it get frustrating, but you use that frustration to help you focus better and motivate you to get off a faster start?
You can't really focus on getting frustrated, because if it goes good, if it goes bad, regardless, you have to have a short memory and focus on what's coming up next. And that's, you know, executing your assignment, doing your job, and not trying to overplay, because when you start thinking like that, it takes your mind off of what you really need to be thinking about, and that's, you know, the Cleveland Brown defense. So that's what we're going to try. That's what I'm going to try to do. And, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yep.